Good morning, everybody. One thing, all right, here we go. We'll try again. Good morning. I'm just going to read one short sentence out of from Susie's assignment. And she says that this, in a nutshell, free fall is about choosing God versus stupid. My good ideas are God's plan. I'm going to give you another example because it just, when I read that, it made me think of something in my past many years ago. And it also relates, I think, in a sense to free fall, in that when we're young and rash, we like to see how close to the edge of the cliff we can get, so to speak, or maybe literally or figuratively, you know, without falling off or without the wind pushing us off. But we put ourselves in a position where we can fall, right? And one of the ridiculous things I did, I took a lot of risks when I was young and risky behavior. And one of the things I did, I was in a mountain bike race, and there was Chicken Ridge. Chicken Ridge was called that because nobody tried to ride across Chicken Ridge. Everybody got off, dismounted their bike, they walked across, and then they got back on their bike and continued the race after crossing Chicken Ridge. Because it was basically a vertical drop off both sides of Chicken Ridge. So if you were going to attempt, you could choose to try to ride Chicken Ridge. And if you chose to ride it, most likely you were not going to succeed. And if you did fall, you were going quite a distance. Well, I did fall quite a distance, and, I went probably a good 50 to 75 feet down one side, and, my mountain bike went about 100 feet down the other side. And, you know, I survived, right? So, you know, you get close to the edge in life, and we get close to the edge in the things we do, and we survive, and so we think we can do it again, right? And isn't that what we do? We can do it again. And one thing Susie said then at the end of her assignment, she says, in the past, I understood this lesson to be a one-time experience. You either sink or swim, and that's your future. This time around, I have learned that God will test me again with the same challenges that I faced the first time. Will I make this different decisions next time? You know, and that's what we face. We constantly are facing the testings. It says in James 1:1, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. But then he says in verse 3, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And I think something I've learned when I think of free fall is I no longer want to get close to the edge, right? You know, if we're going to attempt, it's like we're tempting God. When we decide I'm going to walk close to the edge, we're putting ourselves in a place where we're almost tempting God to have to save us again or have to bail us out again. And you know, I don't want to be in that position again. It's like, okay, we get tempted with the same things, but I need to, what? I don't want to get close to the edge. My stomach gets queasy now. Let's say, you know, maybe I used to be able to stand right to the edge of the cliff. Now, no way, right? And that's what, that when we're tested and we get our faith, we'll find ourselves getting further and further away from the edge, so that slight little breeze doesn't take us off balance and we end up in free fall again. And that leads us where? To line up and wait. This isn't waiting on God today. This is a line up and wait. And there's definitely a difference we're going to learn about today. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you we can be here. We thank you that you are the one who has saved us, Lord, and you've called us, and you're just asking us to say okay. And Lord, that we would just flee, as you even told Timothy there in 2 Timothy, to flee his youthful lust, to flee away from the cliff sides and just be clinging and walking with you. We thank you for saving us, for calling us, and for giving us hearts to want to pursue you. We give you this day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You know, Mordecai, for just a time as this, and Esther, when it was time, she had to wait for the time to go. And you can read that book, and you'll see how she had to go at just the right time. And when God said go, she had to go. Because if she didn't, it could have literally been off with her head. But God was in charge, and he opened the door. And, you know, we don't face such a... most of us today, the decision we're facing may not cost us our head, but it could cost us our company. And it give God the authority over our decisions, Patrick said this morning on this one. Yes. How many decisions a day am I just flying by the seat of my pants, or am I giving God authority over all the decisions I make today? That's something to really to carry with you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this morning, and we thank you that for line up and wait. You know, we do got to check everything too. The mission doesn't start, it starts before the runway. It starts before we taxi the plane. It starts with the checklist for the day, just to make sure all systems are ready to go. So maybe be those who are early to rise, early to seek after you, early to get to our checklist with you, so, and give you that authority over our decisions. For without faith, it is impossible to please you. But with faith, Lord, you just take it, it's good and pleasing in your sight. We thank you for this day. We thank you as we get back into the business of the day. May we find that we're trusting in you, and you are leading, guiding, and directing us as we move forward. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.